Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Look, I need someone to settle a bet. Think House, you can be the first one here to weigh in.
Yep.
It was last Thursday, all right? TJ and I are upstairs, and we're waiting on a meeting. And you know how, going back a while, she's been really butthurted that she has not been inducted to the Hornell Sports Hall of Fame?
Robbed.
Did that come up again?
And I don't know how it came up.
Yeah.
But I told her, I was like, all right, enough. I'll nominate you. I'll do all the legwork, the writing of the letter, the blah, 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 all of this, if she could score on me in one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which,
like,
of course
that.
I could.
Yeah.
And she was like wildly confident.
In a minute, I could score on you.
Based on what? Huh. Like, what?
Based on my skills. Okay. Stop.
How long have we known her?
5 years now.
Okay. And so why are you laughing? I am very competitive. And we've never played a sport together.
No, but you, in dealing with people, you get a good feel as to their level of hand-eye coordination. And I just feel like I would be playing Johnny Two Left Hands.
Are you kidding?
Do you think she could score on me? Regulation 10-foot goal.
Mm-hmm.
House, you won't hurt my feelings.
Take the ball
because
from half.
I am so sure that I would.
Take the ball from half court or from the foul line?
That doesn't matter, man.
If we're playing one-on-one, it's got to be half court.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I guarantee you I'd win if we played full court.
Well, no, I'm just thinking like from the foul line. I don't think she would score on you the first time, but if you played for about 15, 20 minutes, she might score one basket.
And I'm not good at basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrible.
Yeah.
But my defense.
Your defense what? You flail
around?
Awesome.
No,
do you
man.
Do that like you're making a snow angel, but standing up? Is that your defensive move?
TJ, I would say you one of your shots wouldn't even touch the rim or backboard. I would block everything.
Oh, boy.
There's
oh,
no way you would even get a shot off on me.
Oh, we're doing this. Oh, we're doing this. And I hope my first one comes from like the 3-point or something.
Okay, now if we play.
Yes, that was that cat, all right.
What?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah.
If you play.
Yeah. See, you know how the climate of things, everybody's all overly sensitive? If I beat the crap out of her, I don't want people to come down on me like I was too hard on a woman.
What if she beats, as you say, beats the crap out of you?
Well, that'll be a good laugh for everybody, but it ain't happening. What if the
it
sun,
is happening.
What if the sun rose in the west?
Give me a break.
That's a better...
B-Morning Coffee Club, good morning.
Good morning. Please, please, please do this basketball game when listeners can come do it so I can watch you womp on Newman.
Yes! I have cheerleaders already.
I don't want... See, this is... I'm going to end up taking heat because I'm going to beat the crap out of her. And then
and
people
do,
are going to be
fine.
Like, oh, you bully. You bullied a woman.
No, if you beat her, that's fine. But the fact is, you're not even giving her a fair shot right now.
That's right. He doesn't even know the skills.
I have friends who cannot put, play paddleboard games and have absolutely no hand-eye coordination, but will womp you on a basketball court.
Okay.
Getting interesting.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
And you need to have an impartial referee.
Oh, that'll be me.
I'm going to buy you
a
shirt.
No. Nope, you need an impartial from somewhere else.
Are you saying House could be bought?
I'm saying House can be somewhat biased.
You know what? House could be on your team if you want.
I love you, House.
Thank you.
I think you need a third party away from everything just to make sure so nobody can say, you know, hey, somebody was this way or that way.
Yeah. Okay, you know, we'll consider all that. You may need a therapist also for the post game.
We'll see. I have confidence in TJ.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
TJ, when you were, you know, playing basketball for Hornell, did you ever get, like, any awards or accreditations that reflected your level of skill?
At that time, girls basketball really didn't have that kind of stuff.
Oh, they didn't.
And plus, I was well-rounded, you know. I was also in shows and clubs and...
Well, that's,
you know,
that'll certainly help you beat me.
Well, remind me again what position you played in school.
Maybe you can act like you know how to play basketball. Oh,
oh boy.
I played sophomore B team basketball as a junior.
I see.
So,
wait.
I see.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, basketball wasn't even my main sport. To be honest, I was terrible at it.
Okay.
But your confidence is unbelievably high.
She won't even get. She won't even be able to dribble, dude. 94092, our studio text line.
This makes no sense. Oh man.
Jeremy probably won't even show up. That's from Cakes by Karen. Well, that's one way. TJ,
well, there you go.
Here's somebody that says they'll make a deal with you, TJ. If you help them meet Keith Urban, they'll help you get into the Hornell Athletic Hall of Fame.
What?
Say wow, that was easy.
They say they have strong ties to the committee that makes decisions. Well, that's some operation they're running.
That's a small town for you.
Wow. TJ, I'm telling you, there's a demand for this basketball game.
But I see that.
But if we play, I'm not going to take it easy on you.
No.
I go all out or okay. I don't go.
As do I. As do I. And it's not like I'm not used to playing basketball with men.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you played with men?
4 months after Liam was born.
Oh, my God.
I played. You're... Like, they took the child out of me. I was barely healed.
Well, you're...
And I'm hitting the streets with three-on-three basketball.
You're ready to play. I mean, that was just like yesterday. So, you're probably in...
It's like riding a bike.
Peak condition.
When was the last time...
Yeah, right?
When's the last time I played basketball?
Yeah.
The last time I shot a hoop?
Sure.
Was...
Chuck E. Cheese doesn't count.
No, it was 2000. When did I broadcast from home, House? 06?
05, 06.
No, I moved back in 06.
Well, 15 years
so,
almost.
Yeah, so wow. It was when my cousin Lucy, I helped my uncle coach her youth team.
Oh, yeah, then you're ready.
I know I'm not ready. I don't just, need to be ready.
He's just cocky.
I see that. Run in the mouth.
Well...
Run in the mouth.
Yeah, because basketball is, you know, there's never any trash talking in that sport. Now, are we going to play with a lady ball?
No.
Or a men's ball? Because we play lady ball, I'll palm that thing. And I'll post up on you. And I'll be able to...
This is the thing.
He's got the moves going there.
He's got the moves. I predict...
I'll palm it.
You know, you move slowly a little bit.
How
you know?
Do you
like
know?
Because... I'm
what
with
do you base
every
that
day.
On?
The way you walk, right? Like, isn't he kind of a, he kind of has this way about him where it's, you know, he's not in too much of a hurry to get anywhere. So if anything, I'm just going to score on him a couple times before he even realizes, before he even gets to the top of the key.
I'm putting my money on who gets hurt first. Because someone's going to pull something. Someone's
going to trip.
We're
both insured.
Right? That's my bet.
Maybe have an ambulance. By the side door. Yeah, so people want to see this, huh? They want to laugh at us.
Well, just keep talking because that's what makes it awesome. It's because you're...
I'm confident. I am.
I know. And that's what's hysterical to me. Funny. This all started because I told TJ, she's been long butthurted because she's not in the Hornell Sports Hall of Fame. And so I told her if she could score on me, I would nominate her.
Yep.
So we'll play to 11, make it, take it.
Okay.
So
one-on-one, half
you,
court.
You are saying that you will shut her out, basically.
Yeah, 11-0.
11-0.
Okay. Right.
All we need is a date. And a place.
That's the hard part.
You're going to show up, right?
Yes, I'll do this. Right. I'll do this. Because, I mean, this will last 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You better show up.
I don't even think TJ's, the 4 years she was attended Hornell, there's nobody from that era in the Hall of Fame. I'm just scrolling through it here.
Yeah, there
that
is.
That could have been the most unathletic era of Hornell High School sports history.
Doesn't matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.